The break points are, what are the break points in this game for tasks?
4, 7, 10, 13, 15.
Oh, you got 15.
You just lost that position.
Alright.
I'll make it 16.
Okay, I got 16.
I think I do. Because I want to see the character is, you know, willing to do that.
Sure.
That's what I'm doing with the damn shirt.
You already knew he was willing to give every point you
had. Well, I could talk big and not do it.
That's in the wrong one. We're unclosed at least.
Tell me, there are two of them. Man, wait. Just sneak around. Surprise me.
Wow.
Nope, you're all dead. There's no way.
Okay,
maybe the other bastards are still alive.
Yeah, I mean, no matter how well you get, you'll never. There are spots in the ship that, as long as the ship has power, that'll block this game.
That'll be parts of engineering.
But for anything, yeah, but I mean, small parts, you would have to know. Yeah, parts of engineering.
People would have to be hiding from the sensors.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And what did you come back with?
No Einstein.
No Einstein.
Damn sure.
It's damn sure people could be in hiding.
I'm damn sure. Let's get out of here. Alright, done. We're done for the
okay, let's power stuff back up.
And yeah. Stand down the additional.
Can you go back?
Wherever. I have no.
To the next mission?
To the next mission.
Which one will be next week?
Experience! We're down!
Thanks, Dave.
Welcome.
You get the same amount, even if Dave blows it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
I get it.
Whoa, Jack.
One Saturday off work to game in the last 3 months. I'm looking forward to Star Trek.
There's no reason why we can't park right here until the captain gets up for the next. We haven't been instructed for the next mission, so
nothing
so happens.
Experience.
I mean, if you actually stick around,
I can stay there. Yeah.
Okay. After about 2 or 3 hours, another wrong as well. Yeah, another wrong. Wrong one, Warbird, unclosed. I think it starts dragging the ship back.
Fourth wrong one?
Yeah.
Okay, we watch it.
Whatever.
There's the D.
Alright, experience.
That was awesome.
You may never complain again about the PCs deliberately avoiding the
you know, if space is cold, Dave, you could freeze to death on that ship.
Wow. Separate planet or, you know, distress call.
Oh, we're flying.
There wasn't much point to that, given that it kind
of wasn't directed towards us. I don't get it. I don't see.
It never
directed
are. Everybody.
No, it wasn't. It was directed towards wrong.
It was a weak signal. So either.
Wait a minute.
I did say, either the training.
He said either it was directed away from us, or they had really, 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 really weak power when they sent it.
I didn't get that. I got that it was weak and it was directed away from us.
No, I didn't.
Here's my theory, Dave. It was a weak signal. It was directed away from you.
Touch move.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you did scan it and it did have all power, so it wasn't weak. It wasn't because it was weak.
That's true.
Yeah.
So power, fame, honor.
Damn.
Do I get experience? Just tell me. I'd love to have some experience in this game.
Everybody gets...
You for Kevin, you...
Everybody gets 2 XP.
And what's it require? 5 to go up in anything?
No. Usually about 3 or 4.
I'm putting lots of little arrows
at
towards the +2, so you know I don't have 0.
Okay.
And I'm going to photocopy this.
I haven't played my scanner.
Yeah.
I need to refigure all my wiring upstairs. And now to the point where I have to...
Yeah, you guys are so little.
Yeah, but Shannon and I rolled really well on things we rolled.
Oh, that's true. Actually,
I had to roll anyway. And I tried really hard to make sure I knew there wasn't anyone there.
And, you know, we probably did the right thing.
I'm fixing the captain's yacht. It's going to hurt.
We probably did the right thing. You know, I mean, We've probably been deceived into going in there, and we've been screwed.
You should have taken that chance.
Retroactively use my courage to have a 42. I don't want to roll on my
friend. Kevin laughs hard.
Hard to leave. There's no point of doing it beforehand.
See you next time.
The choice whether you use the courage now or save it for later.
That's true. I should have known David Command just.
Well, sometimes he does things correctly.
Correctly. Damn it.
See, openness minus one, initiative minus one.
Maybe I could. I made the right decision.
Openness minus one gives him more renown at this point.
That's true.
True.
Discipline plus one.
I can't believe he wouldn't go for that wire thing. See, look what happened. I don't blame Dave. I blame Shannon.
As I was trying to explain to you, the wire thing was totally superfluous. If you could have convinced me, you could have just had me lie.
Why did you need convincing?
You know, you got a long time to think about this. Got a long time to think about this while the while we're sitting here monitoring the situation.
This is the Romulan
fleet. I should have just gone like this.
But I said, "It's great fear,
great faith."
I should have gone like this.
Suddenly, silent.
There was a million Romulans crying out.
There was.
Yeah, I should have stopped him. You could have just fought really hard at me.
But there was no gray area.
I was thinking really hard.
There's no gray area in any of this.
You're right.
You go by the book. Room.
Well, book or no book.
This is a gray area. Initiative minus one. Openness minus one.
I can see initiative minus one. I can see openness minus one.
There was nobody there to be rude to.
No.
That would be open to minus one if there had been people there and you had actually received.
Yeah, if I go around, I didn't have a single request. Like, you know, let's go for it. You know, anything that turned down.
Yeah, yeah, all the Admiral was trying to do is remind you of the Starfleet regulations, and apparently you failed at it. It was a junior, or she would say, you know. Well, these are the rules. You should know, but you should know whether to go in or not. It is a decision you need to make.
Yeah,
so.
The only reason there was any chance of me going in is if intelligence had, for some reason, wanted that particular ship as valid.
That's true. In intelligence, I've gotten a message first, I probably wouldn't actually do that.
Oh.
What did intelligence reply?
Eventually, they reply, you should go in and, you know, get the ship and get back up.
You know, I worked for intelligence. That's what I told you.
Well, that's a couple hours later.
After they're already being dragged away.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
All right.
Intelligence just got to it.
I would.
Starfleet intelligence is, you know, has different priorities.
Man, I just added five pages to Dave's psych profile.
Which is why I was asking you, you know, who are you going to ask? Because. If you only ask intelligence and then go in, intelligence will back you up all the way back to it. If you get the ship. No matter what you did, they'll back you up. We wanted you to go in, it was an issue.
Commander and intelligence.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I didn't care about the sector commander. I wanted to reply from intelligence immediately. I thought sector commander was in charge of intelligence.
No, sector command is...
I wonder if somebody woke up.
Is Starfleet technically, you know, you're under the captain. The captain is under second command.
Right.
Starfleet intelligence does not have direct authority.
Independent.
I know. I got you. I wouldn't have sent it to second command. I thought the second commander was in the intelligence chain of command. I thought I was waking up somebody in the intelligence chain of command.
Not really.
So that's what I wanted to do. I want an immediate reply from intelligence.
I don't think we can get that. I don't think we can get that.
You did really the best thing you could.
We did ask intelligence, and they responded 2.5 hours later.
Yeah, they responded.
Yeah, all right. When you gave me the sector commander, who I thought was in charge of intelligence.
You gave me sector commander and intelligence.
Gotcha. I wanted, you know, the normal intelligence drop, but I also wanted to make sure what to somebody in the chain of command that could, you know, basically, whoever the intelligence would normally wake up in order to make a big decision. Because I needed a big decision.
I don't think that was an option.
Huh? Sure it was.
You got to reply from the admiral.
I think that's generally, when you call intelligence, that's what they do. They wake up.
If they care, they wake somebody up.
So yeah. They didn't care well.
They didn't care. Or they didn't get the message or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, intelligence is a prerequisite thing.
Yeah, well, it's all payback. You know, go up high enough, it's always one man. That's where I wanted to go. One person to make that decision.
That would have been you, Dave.
I had no need for a Romulan bird of prey.
Personally, I don't even know one.
Do you have any?
I assume Romulan birds of prey are occasionally taken into custody, if they suspect there's a new bit of technology and they know they want
to. I'm pretty sure they're not supposed to be occasionally taken into prey, into custody.
Anytime they step across the line, we beat their ass, we take one in the...
Except I think, you know, in the Star Trek universe, it's always going to happen like once every couple decades or something.
Right, and then you give it back.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to touch their technology.
No, we don't.
Unless it's like Red October and you can pretend...
But we're not touching it, we just can't implement it all.
No, we can't study it or work on it. So, touching it sort of goes into that.
No, we could study.
No.
So what's the Red October got?
No. You just couldn't implement it.
No.
Well, okay, you three got a skill.
Okay.
All I can think of. Unless you think you did something particularly anything like that, you know, for anything else.
No, all my initiative things were crushed. By a bunch of pencil pushing.
So what did you try to screw around with the...
We were all open to Dave's decision.
That's true.
No, I asked him if that there were some flight life signals, if he'd report that. That way he wouldn't be to blame.
Yeah, but giving a command or incomplete information or wrong information and knowing it puts everyone's life in
danger. Yeah, I don't know what that... I might give you another point.
I don't think so. Hey, I didn't do anything wrong.
You guys were the skillful maniacs.
Not cut.
Lock and roll and
not cut.
Dave, you get minus aggression, plus discipline, minus initiative.
It's all good. Minus one aggression, plus one discipline, and minus one initiative.
That my initiative isn't going to say.
Yeah, but I'm still positive in initiative.
That's fine. Initiative.
Can I see that real quick, guys? The other three of us should get this one too, or
something. Yeah, good luck. Chances are. Well, the thing is, Eric was way for it. And argue for it, but you know, when it came down to it, it's a follow order. So I'm giving a discipline for that. I'm not sure about you two.
That
was
the helm.
Precaution, my little
dog. Pretty soon they will only allow me on the bridge to work the medical.
You say that, you pay for that.
Well, you know, we're in the neutral zone already. Might as well.
Yeah, once you control helm and sensors, slip in and have to adjust the sensors and keep slipping.
Well, we're now with down one, but I'm too thankful for the program.
That's true.
So what's your DIO up to?
My DIO is
something.
Still the same, yeah.
Mine too. I keep getting all these skill points.
Yeah, me too.
Mine's still negative.
But my aggression is lower now. So.
Okay,
but
we're now up to
9 now. Unless you feel like I can afford to reduce your aggression, doesn't actually change at all.
Doesn't change my promotion.
Well, aggression is only bad if you have positive. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. It matters us how positive you are.
Well, you're working on that. You're very non-aggressive today.
Yeah, but it's not on purpose. Yeah, I was going to jump across at any second.
You can only improve the skills to 3. Only...
Right.
What about
socialization?
What they weren't for the skills that
the ship wasn't
are,
asking
like,
for humanitarian aid. They were asking for military aid, and they were asking for it from
the law. You can specialize in them.
Okay. When a ship asks for military aid, how is that different from asking for humanitarian aid as far as distress calls go in Starfleet regulations? I'm pretty sure they're identical.
And why would they say military aid? Why would they just say, you
because
know,
something on the ship is killing them all?
That's a good point.
True. They're all dead, Dave.
They wouldn't have cared what kind of assistance they got. Is what I'm saying. They wanted assistance, they would have just put out a general distress call. They didn't put out a general distress call. They
depends.
Asked
I mean, if something's
killing us, help.
If you did have close to Romulan, you would know that.
I do have close to Romulan.
That they would not ask for help in the third.
They never do.
Just go down. I mean,
but it was
in general,
they first came.
Yeah, they would.
And they did.
If he actually thought, you know, you guys were going to come in and get him, and you were still there, you would have pulled the ship up. If you could.
Because they don't want us catching their ship.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, just being in the neutral zone would probably be
better. Yeah. They crawl around in the neutral zone all the time.
They're in sector 000. What are you talking all the time?
Later, I was the earthquakes good, the stuff are vacation.
They walk out of the communication satellite.
I can't find this instruction skill. Is it in another book?
So I'm down to a total of 9. So did my time is something else?
10
kids. How many episodes have you read?
Me?
You.
Yeah. Me? I don't know.
You should say that.
Oh, really?
First call.
8.
So you've been 9 now?
Yep.
You have 9. So that's about right.
All right, so what were the list of skills on my list?
I have one renowned press.
Oh, skills. Jesus. No. As a narrator's discretion, Kevin might just say no, a character with the instruction skill can make a test to teach a new skill or specialization to another character, reducing the experience cost of the new skill by 1.
Yeah, that's cool.
What's your discretion on that, Kev?
Gotta have an in-game role.
Well, yeah, would you pretty much not be able to do anything like that? Or something like that.
What's it called?
You could do it if you don't make your skill check.
If you don't make your skill check?
Yeah.
What's that?
You skill check do it
at the beginning? You know, where you spend all your time working on your, you know, skills?
Yeah. That's like your normal duty, so.
Change it back to culture, it's more important.
Yeah.
And always have something you got to translate for you.
That's what I was thinking of. I don't know why
it worked out. Left brain, right brain, same
thing. Ooh, crap. I think it was present space.
I'm going to have to rig up that sensor. Shannon's not there.
Change Billy to Johnny. Izzy to Johnny. Every time the word Izzy comes across, turn to Johnny.
Yeah.
So what's it cost to get the first point in a skill you don't have?
5.
That's
fine.
No. You said to improve a skill.
That's part of the skill.
Okay. We'll never have that many experience points, Dave.
I just spent 5 on that. Yeah, I'm not going to miss when I have 0 next time I play either.
Yes, you are.
You're right.
You would have done it though?
Yeah.
I would have too.
I got it before.
That's just true. You gave me something, man. You gave me nothing.
I would have done it the first time I received the signal, too.
That's because you were rolling very well on sensors.
And they were all good.
If you know.
Well, the FBI sensors, I'm really good at it.
If you had them all well, then you wouldn't have.
We'd be in it. We'd be guardian, baby.
Kevin.
Yep.
I have administration starship personnel.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between that administration and starship administration?
Personnel is more human resources.
Personnel's not even listed as a specialization in the old
one.
They've
added a whole lot of skills.
Okay.
It's in your template, actually,
okay.
for
counseling.
Yeah. So personnel is just for the human resources.
Okay. So
and the other one is for supplies for the ship.
Okay. Okay. So what's it cost to add specialization?
You just raise it.
So if you have a skill at 2, you get a specialization at 3. It's 3.
Whatever cost the specialization at 3.
Oh, okay.
Which could be more than 3.
Yeah, or could be less than 3.
What's the cost to bring up the primary skill?
Usually, above 2, it costs equal to the number of points. And specialization is equal to 1.
Okay.
So it might only be 2 to get the specialization.
Yeah. Probably.
It's not up to you. It costs whatever level you're at now before going up.
Where the hell does it say how many points everything costs?
The big chart on the top right-hand side of the page is a quarter-page chart. There's a piece of paper.
Improving a specialization, 2 level 3 is 2. So it's X minus 1.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Damn. I guess I should have had some of that.
Actually,
but then you would leave
there's
left
a separate
like 2 hours.
Yeah. There's a separate one that says buying a new specialization at 1 higher than the governing skill is 3 points.
Yeah.
So it is actually different to buy.
Oh, really?
Right.
Whichever costs less.
Whichever costs less. Okay.
Yeah.
So if your skill is at 3, to get a new, well, that would be the same. 3 and 3.
So
if your skill is at 5,
four.
If your skill is at 5, to buy a new point, a new specialization to level 5 would cost 4 points, but if you don't have a specialization, it only costs 3 points.
Well, if it's still 5, you would get a specialization at 6 for 3 points.
Okay. Okay, so where is it to my best advantage to put points to?
I remember my cuts being really smart.
Probably to buy the command skill or the tactics.
Feels lucky now, though.
In general, I don't expect you
to
actually pass the second set
of stuff. Yeah, big, nice, long head over there. Yeah, guys used to fight all the time. It's now a swimming pool.
So the third set of skills
now is a big, fancy marriage.
That's more esoteric skills.
Well, I'm sure.
I should save my points to buy one of those esoteric skills next
time. Yeah. So I'm thinking I should only spend a point or two to increase one of my specializations. And then save. So I'll have 5 points next.
They tested me on instruction, and that seems like a fancy type of thing.
They teach other people things to do.
You buy an extra prayer point?
5. Really?
No, it's not 5.
Oh, okay.
Wow, I'd be buying up Fancy's Courage every couple of weeks.
Well, because the way I do Courage is pretty...
Not standard.
Well, I do less skill rolls than usual.
Okay.
How does your courage go up again? Oh, you get to, you need it or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you start off with.
Okay.
But usually cost 5 points.
So. Command 5 right now.
Yeah.
Ooh, command the presence skill.
So it's instruction. I've started improving my presence or something.
PowerPoint, that's what you need.
What?
Improved presentation.
PowerPoint any better than using
it? I don't know.
PowerPoint
used to stink.
No, it's just bad.
I can say, it used to be, painful and tedious.
That was still bad. But in the
presentation.
Chris was actually, well, damn easy to make slides on.
Yeah. Simple slides.
Overhead, but... Ugly.
They're still ugly.
and everyone uses the same simple tricks, and they get really annoying because they all take time, like having the characters march in from the left.
Yeah.
PowerPoint?
Yeah.
See the billboard?
No.
They're in a little conference room, and billboard standing up front with a little overhead projector. He's like, and you can clearly see in slide number 736. And then Aesop goes, ah! And the last one, they're like, ooh.